Racing Pulse heads to the weekend, finding you plenty of winners. On Racing Pulse, it's Gator's Game Plan.
Yes, it is Gator's Game Plan, presented by the Flemington Racing Spectacular. The grand finale is on this Saturday for the $3 million Group 1 TAB Australian Cup. Tickets at Ticketmaster. I sounded a little bit like Franco Cozzo there, the grand finale, and one man who certainly is a grand man is David Gately. How are you, Gator?
I'm very well, Michael. You?
I'm looking forward to this Group 1 weekend. We've got the Friday night William Reid, we've got the TAB Australian Cup, obviously, and then the Tancred. Now, they're not time-honoured Group 1s, but they're deep races, intriguing races, so... looking for an early linchpin's been a bit difficult. Who's your first man selected this weekend?
Yeah, look, I've gone with the Boffa Flemington race 4. Thought he was terrific in probably just the wrong race last time. That challenge stakes, weight for age, hit the line as well as anything. In fact, equal last 200 with a horse called Giga Kick. So back a few notches here. He's got to get by Kalos and in the lead's going super, but... he's the one, I'd imagine. It'd be first picked on a couple of cards, but 19 races where, there's a few challenges amongst them.
What price would you be happy to play the Bopper on Saturday?
Haven't framed a market. What is he now? You tell me.
He's 320.
Yep, I think that's fair enough. I think triple your money and a bit extra, if he can get the job done, seems fair to me.
Is the highlight the Australian Cup on Saturday?
Well, I think so. Obviously, as you say, there's a couple of terrific Group 1s over the weekend. I think the Australian Cup... look, there's obviously no Animo and no sort of absolute elites, but it's a terrific and even race. Added another dimension to it with a couple of three-year-olds who are continually measuring up really well. So it'd be fascinating, the contest, and... look, I had a bit of trouble splitting Cascadian and Nonconformist. Can only have one on top, though. And I go back to Cascadian's third up run last time in when he was a brilliant winner of the Hill Stakes over 2,000 metres. He thrashed Numerian, who's here. Nonconformist couldn't have won any better first up. He's beaten Zaki at 2,000 metres away for Asia's horse. So I know he's a big price, but it was no fluke. So they're my top two in the Australian Cup.
I think he's the best horse in the race, isn't he, Cascadian? He's won $6.5 million. The 2,000 metres might be a little query in some people's minds, but he has won over it. And the last time, as James Cummings told us this morning, he backed up in 7 days. He ran second to Zaki. Now, if he ran to that form, he'd win this by a space, wouldn't he?
Well, I mean, Zaki's a pretty good measuring stick. And as I just touched on, Nonconformist has been able to beat Zaki narrowly at 2,000 metres away for age. And he was a narrow second that day to Probabil, and Zaki was back in third. You'd have to say Zaki underperformed a little bit, sure. But anyway, the runs are on the board. And you've got horses like Moonga and those horses that have been competitive with Zaki also. I don't think Moonga's ever beat him home, but he's been competitive with him. So he's probably the one you can use to tie a lot of that form in. I think if you're worried about Cascade and 2,000 metres, I think that Hill Stakes put that to bed. It was a brutally run, 2,000 metres. He gobbled it up, raced away, and won easily, ran really fast time. So I don't think you can do that if you don't run the trip.
Where do you have the three-year-olds in your ratings for the Australian Cup?
No, I think they're really competitive. I mean, you go back only 7 days, 6 days, 5 days. You've got Osipenko beaten a length. You've got Communist beaten 1.3 lengths or vice versa. Go back 2 weeks prior, Golden Miles beaten one length by Artorias. And those first two I mentioned, you're talking about the Animos of this world, Fangirl, those sort of horses. So, without those horses in it, without Animo, without Artorias, without Fangirl, all of a sudden the three-year-olds, they don't have to find a length on those horses, do they? I think it's safe to say Cascadian and Co are a length or so off Animo. So, look, if it was all that easy, we'd be millionaires. But I think it's reasonable to conclude that they'll be competitive.
I'm interested to find out who your D-Day horse is this week.
Well, there's a few. There's a few in the room having a chat, but for the sake of your wonderful segment, I'm going with Solcombe, race 5, number 5, Roy Higgins. He gets back to Flemington 2600. He's had genuine excuses, I think. Both runs back at unsuitable trips. And, you know, I'd love to hear from the stable whether they've got him in the same frame of mind as when he was a brilliant winner here Cup Week. It was jaw-dropping, wasn't it? We were out there, of course, for Channel 10 and RSN and the whole world, Mick, and it was probably one of the better wins of the 4 days. So hoping you can get back to that, but it's time to stand up as well.
We have to see or believe what we saw on that day, don't we? Or do you think that could have been an anomaly?
Well, I don't think you can ever overperform. You know, you can only, in any athletic endeavour, you can only run as fast as you're capable of. You know, I think with team sports, there's a bit of a thing called synergy, where a collective effort can not overperform, but certainly give a heightened result. But individual athletics, I don't think it's possible. So the only question is whether he's in that same mindset, you know, or the same physical and mental frame of a shape. And if he is, he'll probably win.
So Unusual's got a picket fence. It's at 460. And Goldman's probably the intriguing runner from a Victorian point of view, because got very good Sydney form. But how does that measure up? How do we line it up? The market's got him really tight, $2.70.
He's genuinely exciting. Two wins in Australia, aggregate margin of tick under 11 lengths. Now, what he's done last time is thrashed a few who were coming off a pretty high rating race in Sydney around Irish Legend. Now, Irish Legend isn't Solcombe. He's probably not even so unusual, but it was a fast race, and he himself rode a strong speed, put a big margin on, and ran real strong last 600 overall time. So everything about that, given his upside as well, tells you he can measure up. So Unusual. You can easily tie his form in through the horse he beat last time, Youth Spirit, who was two lengths off King Frankel prior to that. You know, third in that race was Timor, went to Sydney last week and won, beat Sir Lucan, who was coming off a win. So the form's quite layered, and it ties in nicely, I think.
Yeah. If we get a genuine firm track on Saturday, I know there's a few little showers around. Is that any concern for Goldman?
I don't know. You know, he seems to relish a bit of jarry out of the track. It hasn't been a bog, but no reason to doubt him, I wouldn't have thought.
A few SMSs are coming through here. Hi, boys. Non-conformist just wins for me, and I think Explosive Jack is a great each-way chance in the Tancred. What are your thoughts, Gator?
You know, backed him in the Canberra Cup. He was good. Arapahoe was a little bit too good for him, but he was only third up. It was a very good finale. He does look about ready to win, doesn't he? It's such a fascinating race, because I think you take out the, you know, perhaps the... So Cascade, and it'd be what? An A or an A-minus? Same with Non-Conformist. If you go to your third top-rated runner back to about your 10th, it probably wouldn't be much between any of them. So I've left out the likes of Explosive Jack from my top four or five, and same with Emissary, and they could easily, you know, be right in the finish. So good race, good little race for some Maltese, I think, and some exotics.
Where do we go on Saturday for the long division race? There could have been any number of these.
Yeah, no, this one had a few hurdles as well. For the I've gone with race 5 in Sydney, the Star Kingdom, as our long division race. And it's tough for a number of reasons. You've got a few resuming who've trod really well. You've got a few coming through the race in Sydney that was sort of dominated up front. It was a better day to be nearer the speed. But, gee, they ran a huge last 600 figure, the likes of Clemenceau and those sort of horses. Selric. You've got a horse called Bacchanalia and Clemenceau who tied. They form in with Remark. We own a Smart One resumes, and she's five from six first up. Cole Crusher, gee, you don't know where to start or finish in that race. So likely wet track advantages the likes of Wahaha Falls, I think.
Who's your night watchman this week?
Night watchman? I'm going to go with Traporti. He's one that could have made a D-Day conversation as well with a few others, Kettle Hill and a number of others. But look, he was good first up in a good little race in Adelaide. He was back and he was wide. It wasn't ideal in a 3-year-old, 4-year-old Magic Means race. And his sectional time was some of the best of the day. He's chased Star Patrol and Passive Aggressive, which had, if he runs to that, he probably wins easily. You know, but he's had other runs up the straight where he's been a touch disappointing. So, look, I think a tough race, typically tough, the last races. You know, I think whoever's setting these loves a quaddie themselves. And it is a challenge. But Triporti, hopefully, if we're in a bit of trouble, can put the pads on and make a 60 or 70.
Winkers is pretty keen on a few over the weekend. Masked Crusader at a big price in the William Reid. Pavitra and Gold Trip. But he wants your thoughts on Barb Raider at the Valley. What do you make of her run last start?
It was she was sound. It was a very fast race. The problem she's got is that she tried to match motors with Sorelli Amis and just simply couldn't do it. So it's a decent margin she has to turn around on that horse.
Yeah, that it is. Having a look at a couple of the other feature races, we've got no official word yet where Benedetta is going, William Reid, but the indications from Jason Warren are that he would like to go to Flemington, back down the straight, the Sunlight Classic, which, to be honest, even though we've got plenty of Group 1 races, this would be the clash of the weekend for mine. What you need, currently $2.70, Benedetta at $2.90. If they both line up, who's you're leaning to in the Sunlight Classic?
Yeah, there's no rush. The stable, I mean, you know, it's obviously more important things than punters in this sport. The sport wouldn't even exist without them. But no, it'll take plenty of time. It's a tough one because all the clock watchers say Benedetta by a country mile. But then what you need set on a slow speed, produced a massive last 600. Just whenever they do that, these horses on the up, they measure up in faster races, 9 out of 10 of them. I'm convinced he's a Group 1 horse. Same with Benedetta, though. What I've done, I've just lent to what you need from the barrier draw perspective. He's drawn out, and Benedetta's drawn gate 1. So, I can't wait for the race. I can't wait to see them both in action. As I say, I think they're both potential, you know, future Group 1 winners.
Another intriguing runner at Flemington on Saturday is Elation first up. What have you made of Elation?
Oh, look, I don't know what to do with this horse. This is one of those races where everyone will be really quiet before the race, and then after the race tell you it couldn't win if it didn't. And if it does win, you know, they fall silent. But I don't know what to do with the race or the horse. You know, he started 8.50 in a Group 1 Memsey. So obviously had excuses, since jumped out really well. Then they draw the car park. First up at 1,400. It's simply too hard. You've got a few coming through the Scalapini race, the Munamek form. It's good. It's fast form. And then you've got the likes of Cardinal Gem and Pinstripe, who at their best would probably just win. But where are they at? You know, they were just playing first up. And Cardinal Gem didn't trial well before that first up run either. So I just don't know where he's at. And I don't know where Relation's at. So, look, I kept coming back to him because there's so many holes in all the race. But, you know, it's tough. It's a tough one.
What's your thoughts on the Group 1 Vinery? Mick Guerin on earlier, he's given Prowess a huge push.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a terrific contest. Prowess beat the older horses in a Group 1 last time, beat the Australian Guineas winner, Legado, a couple of runs ago, unbeaten on soft ground. Pavitra was a trial star into this prep. I knew she'd come back better than she went out. Her first up run was much better than it looks. Then she bolted in at Kembla. And Call Die went to that same race at Kembla, but look, she wasn't given much hope. They don't win taking off wide from the 1,000-metre mark in many races. And she knocked up the last 200. So I think the margin was exaggerated. So she's in the mix as well. Look, I've tipped Prowess narrowly over the other two, but another race I'm looking forward to seeing.
Hey, Gator, with what the internationals have done so far, do we all just jump on Statement in the Emancipation?
Well, you'd love to have seen a really sharp trial, wouldn't you? But the form's terrific. You know, obviously we'll handle the Joe out of the track as well. You go back to Group 2 at the end of last prep, it was a dominant win, had former and alcohol 3 as a 3-year-old. So, look, it's a great test for our local mares. The track pattern, I think, will be really important. Track pattern and track rating. Because a couple of these in this race, as soon as it gets into, you know, towards the heavy or, you know, even, you know, heavy 8 to 9, 10, it can bring them undone. So it's a race I want to, before I have a bet, we'll have a look at what the rain's doing.
Good to see Johnny Allen too, teaming up with his old Irish buddy Joseph O'Brien on statement on Saturday. All right, Gator, time for the world famous parlay. What are we playing this weekend?
Well, we're heading to Rose Hill and we're going race 4, number 6, Zarek. Looks about ready to win third up to me. Race 5, number 10, Wahaha Falls. And race 9, number 4, Bandersnatch. So, they're all really backable, so hopefully it's a nice, juicy return if we get a bit of luck.
Love it. Have you done the William Reid as yet?
Haven't finished it. Obviously, I'll know more once we know where Benedetta's running, and I'll be able to have a firm opinion and have a bet.
Good on you, Gator. Good luck over the weekend.
Great work. Bye.